My name is Zeke and I'm an alcoholic. So got a little bit over 9 months sober today. I was born in a home where love was never shown in my house. From a family, I got five brothers. One of them has passed away already. I grew up seeing my dad always drinking. He's always drunk every time he come from work. He'll come home and sit down by the garage and drink his beer, you know? And I'll be out in the streets running around with my friends and stuff, you know, all day, get home like around 10 o'clock at night, and he'll be right there waiting in the front, lecturing me. He's drunk, but trying to lecture me, you know? And the thought used to go through my head, like, how are you sitting here trying to lecture me when you're right there drinking, you know? So it'll go in one ear and come out the other. So the first time for me, like I knew that I was sick before I even ever drunk a beer or consumed anything, was when I was like 4 years old, like 4 or 5 years old. For no reason, like me and my brothers, like my uncles would be right there hanging out. My dad and my uncle would be hanging out, and I'll go, for no reason, just go take a box of cigarettes, right? I took a box of cigarettes one time when they were watching a game and went down the street. We started smoking a pack of cigarettes, right? We put like 3-4 cigarettes in our mouth and start smoking them at the same time, you know? And like, you know, it's my first time ever doing it, you know? And I remember I was walking back to the house and I see my dad coming out the driveway. I got the box of cigarettes and I threw it in a bush, right? I threw it in a bush and he comes and pats me down. And then he tells my uncle, you see, I told you he didn't get him, you know? So ever since then, I thought I was more wiser, more slicker, and I was sneakier, you know? So, that was kind of like what got me living a lifestyle. Ever since then, I try to do things and get away with it, you know? I would go out there in the streets growing up, do crime, and I would think I was good at doing crime because I got away with more than what I ever got caught for, right? So, I grew up, like, going to juvenile halls, you know. I'll get out for, like, 3 months, start drinking, consuming drugs and stuff like that, you know. And then I'll get arrested, you know, so the law, the police will end my run for me, you know. So I never got a good run. You know, and that was just my whole, as I grew older, turned 18, started going to prison. You know, I went to prison for my first time at 19 years old. You know, I'll get out for like 2 months and start drinking and getting high, you know, and the police will end my run for me, you know. So I've been in prison 5 times already, I tried recovery once when I was my second time when I got out of prison. I tried it and I came in here, and you guys were talking about God, right? You guys were talking about God, and me as a kid, I used to get forced to wake up early and go to church on Sunday, right? So like I seen people get their life together and stuff, and like start living better lives and stuff, you know, and I wanted that for myself, right? I was willing to get the benefits of this, you know. I just wanted to get on my feet, right? But I didn't want nothing to do with God, you know. I didn't, because for me, just when I was young, my mom, if I didn't want to get up, she'll whoop me, you know, force me to go to church, you know. So this is when I was 19, second time out of prison, right? So I end up relapsing, and I said to myself, man, this ain't for me, this, you know. And I've been in prison, went to prison like 3 or 4 more times, kept catching cases in and out. Police always end my runs for me, you know, so I never got a good one. you know. So I got 9 months sober. I got 9 months sober right now. And I've been, I caught a case last year, and that, I ended up bailing out, right? And I kind of knew, I always knew I had a problem, you know, but I didn't want nothing to do with God. I didn't ever believe I had, people say that they got diseases and stuff around here, you know? So I didn't believe that I had disease, you know? Until I came in here, and I got sober, and I was willing to do whatever you guys told me to do, you know? Because when I bailed out, I ended up getting put on house arrest, and I was just, so therefore, I'll get on house arrest, and I'll call my PO, and I'll tell them, hey, I need to go run in the store, get some groceries. I'll go get some drugs or some beer, whatever, and I'll go home. And I'll stay home, and like for 2 years, for like a year, I was doing that, right? I was doing that for a year, and till it wasn't doing nothing for me no more, you know. And I said, and they put me on probation. Now I had to go drug test and stuff. So I had to go drug test, and they told me they gave me that extra little push, you know. Hey, you start testing clean. If not, we're gonna violate you and throw you in jail, you know. I knew I didn't want to go to jail no more, so I went and I checked into a detox center. I detoxed. And then I was there for like, they eventually transferred me over to the residential side. And I was there for like a month and a half. And one day I blew up because right there, all they really wanted was your signature. You know, they weren't really trying to help us, you know. They weren't sending us out to AA meetings. And I remember snapping on the director for not giving me what I want. I wanted my family to come drop me some stuff off. So I ended up getting her computers, breaking her computers, and I walked out of there. I went home. Everybody was drinking, using drugs, and I knew I didn't want to go back to that. So I went and jumped on the phone because that seemed like it was the right thing to do, and I called my friends over there in a treatment center in Pasadena. And they told me to come in the next day. So I went in there the next day, and okay, I was willing to do whatever they asked me, you know? So I was doing everything, doing the right thing even when no one's looking, you know? I didn't go sneak around, go smoke when I wasn't supposed to. I got a sponsor. I start participating when they send us out to AA meetings. I start participating, you know. So now I'm doing an internship to become a drug and alcohol counselor. You know, I've been there like going on 8 months, a little bit over 8 months. You know, and I'm doing things that's the opposite of everything I was taught to do on the streets and growing up. You know, I gotta hold people accountable. I do so much, I even hold myself accountable. When I do something I'm not supposed to, I go and I think I messed up, I did this wrong, I tell myself, you know? Like stuff like that. I get to see people come in and with severe like alcoholism problems. And I see myself in a lot of these people, you know. I pray to God. I believe in God today. I try to help people out, you know. This is my second time ever doing this right here too, just so you know. I'm not really, you know. Ricky asked me to come speak, 10-minute speaker and stuff, you know, because we don't know, like, if it's going to be like a crowd of only 10 people or like 100 people and stuff like that, you know? So it's kind of like nervous. It gets me nervous coming up here, you know? Yeah, I'm not, you know, because Really, I'm not supposed to be here, dude. I'm supposed to be like kicking on the block with the homeboys type of stuff, you know. This is all new to me. Okay. So I'm just suited up and showed up, and right here, support my sponsor. Thank you for letting me share. All right.